In this bulletin, the Reserve Bank lifts interest rates once again. Indigenous elders push for government support in response to a funeral insurance group in liquidation. And a possible change to the NRL Grand Final due to a stadium dispute. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The Reserve Bank has raised the cash rate to 1.85%, the fourth interest rate rise in a row. It's the highest level in over 6 years, and the RBA Governor Philip Lowe says it's a further step in normalising monetary conditions for Australia. It brings the cash rate target up 175 basis points since May, which is the fastest rise since 1994. Treasurer Jim Chalmers has told Question Time it's a difficult day for Australians trying to pay off their home loans.
Now, as I said, Mr. Speaker, this decision doesn't come as a surprise. It's not a shock to anybody, but it will still sting. Families will now have to make more hard decisions about how to balance the household budget in the face of other pressures like higher grocery prices and higher power prices and the costs of other essentials.
An Al-Qaeda leader who helped coordinate the September 11 terrorist attacks has been killed in a US drone strike in Afghanistan. President Biden is reporting Ayman al-Zawahiri's death is a big loss to the militant group after the killing of the founder Osama bin Laden in 2011. President Biden says this latest operation demonstrates any threats to the US will be dealt with accordingly.
To those around the world who continue to seek to harm the United States, hear me now. We will always remain vigilant, and we will act, and we will always do what is necessary to ensure the safety and security of Americans at home and around the globe.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has shared his message about the leader's killing.
Our thoughts today are with the loved ones of all of his victims. May they find some small solace in the knowledge that he cannot cause more grief through his acts of terror. And let terrorists see that Afghanistan will never ever be a safe haven for their hatred, their terrorism, and their attacks on our humanity.
An aged care bill has become the first legislation to be passed under the new Labor government after being approved by the lower house. The legislation aims to change the funding model for aged care and introduce new reporting requirements for providers in response to 17 recommendations from the Royal Commission. Aged Care Minister Annika Wells says the bill reflects the government's pledge to improve conditions for workers and residents.
Today's bill and the government's election commitments are down payments on the promises that we made to the Australian people, and today starts that journey. We are working closely with both the House and the Senate now to see debate and passage of the government's election commitments legislation that has now gone to consideration by the Senate inquiry, which is 24/7 nurses, more time to care, transparency and accountability.
A group of First Nations elders is calling on the government to commit to supporting more Indigenous families who took out funeral insurance from the UPLA group. The government promised $4 million to pay out families who'd suffered the death of a loved one who had insurance from the group and weren't able to access the money. Elders, including Jill Ahoy from Armidale, says the government is looking after families of those who have died, but is forgetting others who are still alive but no longer have insurance protection.
It was devastating when we found out, you know, I've got a son with cerebral palsy, my youngest child in a wheelchair. You know, what do I do if something happens to my boy, my baby? You know, he doesn't have the money to bury me, or I don't have the money to bury him.
The elders have met with the Minister for Indigenous Australians, Linda Burney, and the Assistant Treasurer, Stephen Jones. The federal government is being urged to create an LGBTIQ plus commissioner to be part of Australia's independent human rights institution. The Australian Human Rights Commission lost its Level A accreditation status in March because of questions over how it appoints commissioners. Greens MP Stephen Bates is suggesting the establishment of the LGBTIQ plus commissioner to send a message against homophobia and transphobia in Australia. To sport, the NRL is weighing up a grand final shift to Queensland over concerns that the New South Wales government won't upgrade several suburban stadiums. A decision could be revealed this week, but the league has not yet started selling tickets for this year's decider as negotiations continue. New South Wales Sports Minister Stuart Ayres says there are limitations on spending and extra projects may have to wait, but he insists that the government does support infrastructure.
We're continuing our engagement with the NRL. We want to be able to upgrade suburban infrastructure, but we want to be able to do that when the fiscal capacity of the state allows for it. Let's recognise that we've just been through some of the most significant floods and consistent flooding over the last couple of years, so there are lots of costs.
I'm Greg Diet, and that's the latest SBS News.